So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, it's Dan Latto speaking to this Friday Mindset and Hustle Show. So in today's show, running 2 minutes late actually, because we're just playing about with a couple of the settings on the software. I'm like a little kid in a sweet shop sometimes. Honestly, I'm like, oh, look, a butterfly. Oh, buttons. Let me press some of these. Oh, no, what have I done? it's just the way it goes sometimes. Okay, so Friday today, Mindset and Hustle Show. I want to talk to you about self-sabotage. This is really, really important stuff that we're going to talk about. But before I talk about that, so I've been playing basketball this morning and I got home and then I was in the shower. And you know, like when you're in the shower, I think it's the heat from the water when it hits the back of your neck. So I'm in the shower and I don't know why I got thinking about some of the funny things that we used to do. So I was in Debenhams. This is going back about 27 years ago. By the way, I am a grown man. Okay, so I'm 47. This is about 27 years. It must have been about, I reckon it was about 18 or 19. And there was a little box and there was a remote control and the little box made trumping sounds. And I know it's very immature, but I was laughing about this because I literally had tears streaming down my face with laughter. Because I was like, because I'm like, I'm a 47-year-old man. I'm literally wetting myself laughing about a fart box that makes a trump sound when people walk past. And I don't know why, it just tickled me. And I'm in hysterics in the shower thinking about this. And then I'm thinking about all the different locations where I could put this box that makes these trumping sounds. And I'm like at networking events, I'll take it into someone's seat. And anyway, I just thought it was incredibly funny and I have no idea why. And I just thought it doesn't matter how old you get when you're, whether you're 80, 47, in your teens, trumps are still funny. And I have no idea why that is. And then from a mindset point of view and a mental health point of view, it's like, you know, you shouldn't really talk about that stuff because it's really not professional and it's really unprofessional. And then I'm like, dude, who doesn't find that funny? Do you know what I mean? Ladies tend not to find that funny, actually. It's very unpopular at parties. But men find it really, really funny. We find it hilarious, in fact. And here I am laughing about it even more so. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. It tickled me. Maybe it tickles you. Maybe it puts you off. That's fine, whichever's fine. Let's talk about self-sabotage, shall we? A couple of conversations I've had in the last couple of days, where people are putting the work in, but they are not able to finish what they're supposed to be finishing. Hey, who is that, by the way? Who's saying hi? You can just put your name in there, let me know. Welcome, thank you for joining. So this is the problem, is that people start something, and in fact, you know what? They do about 90% of what they're supposed to do, and then they give up. And it really interests me. And in fact, we are creating some content for people in the mastermind group that you can sign up. And we're going to talk about this in much more detail, where we're going to go into what's what. It's Foxy is on the line. So I'm guessing that's Joe Fox. Welcome, Joe. Did you find a story about the fart box in Debenhams and little old women going past and you press the button and it makes trumping sounds? Did you find that funny? I think you probably would find that funny. I was in hysterics, tears streaming down my face. Anyway, so let's talk about self-sabotage, because it's so important for us to actually understand what's going on with it. And it's almost like we're running a marathon, we do 26 miles and 372 yards is it. So we do the 26 miles and then we go, that'll do. And it's like, well, yeah, but the finishing line's there. Yeah, no, I don't want to do a finishing line. But you've done all this effort and you're going to get the reward once you get across the finishing line. Now, this could be in making one of the conversations I had this morning. They know who I'm talking about if they watch this, is about creating courses and about not getting it over the line. And actually, I had another conversation about another training course where they put the course together. They've done all the work, which was 90% of it. And you know what? The course hasn't been released. It's just this little 10% left. And I know what's going on, folks, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I need for you to understand what the problem is first. It's like walking up to the girl at the end of a bar. It's the most beautiful girl you've ever seen. You know you're going to marry her. And then you walk up to her, and at the last second, pint of lager, please. And you never ask her. And it's this concept of pain. And which is why you never kind of get to the end. So the other example, a really good one that we use in coaching, is my job is to take you kicking and screaming up the mountainside. And then when you're on the edge and you're like, okay, jump, and you don't jump, my job is to push you over the edge. So now you have to jump on the way down. You have to build the parachute of a plane on the way down. And it's like this leap of faith. And that's the analogy that I'm going to go with anyway, okay? So what's going on here? Okay, so what's going on is that you are about to experience some pain. And it's some pain that your unconscious mind doesn't want you to feel. And so in order to stop your unconscious mind, or rather, in order for you to stop feeling pain, your unconscious mind goes, no, you don't want to do that. And it distracts you with all this extra stuff so that you're not going to feel pain. And so let's talk about that pain for a second. What is the pain? Well, the pain is fear of failure, fear of being laughed at, fear of not being good enough. Okay, let's think about that from the marathon runner. The line's 372 meters, yards over there. They've run the 26 miles, but they don't do the other thing, because to go over the line, it will officialize, that is a word, officialize their time. Well, you did it in 7 hours, 58 minutes. Well, that's rubbish. I did mine in 5 hours. Like, do you see what I mean there? It's like, well, that's your official time. And you would put that off because you go, yeah, but one guy did it in less than 3 hours, didn't he? Which is amazing, by the way. And it wasn't an official world record because he used laser beams to help him keep pace. My mate Dave, by the way, did an Ironman. He went from zero to hero in 8 months. And on the last 26 miles, which is the marathon, he had a guy on a bike keeping pace with him, so he made sure. And he finished with 10 minutes to go. He got like 18 hours to do it, and he finished with 10 minutes to go. But it's really easy to sabotage yourself just at that last bit. So let's talk about that pain. So the pain of a marathon runner is crossing that line, that time gets official, and you know, well, what was your time? 7 hours, 58 minutes. And people go, oh, well, you still run a marathon. Have you run a marathon? Well, no, but your time's not great. It's off then, because you're not run a marathon. And so people put this off, this training course. Have you done your training course? Well, I'm not quite there yet. I've just got this one thing to do. It's ridiculous. Have you dropped those 20,000 leaflets yet? No, the leaflets were at the, and we've talked about this before, the leaflets were at the designer, and then the leaflets got stuck at the printers, and basically what's happening there is the guy was really worried about actually getting phone calls from clients and picking up the phone and having to speak to people who are having property problems and solve it. He was so worried about picking up the phone, he thought the problem was in leaflets and the problem was in picking up the phone, so we did some role play on that. Now, if you can identify what is stopping you from self-sabotaging, that right there is worth everything. And it's usually not the thing you think it is. It's not the big thing. You know, he thought it was, oh, well, the leaflet designer or the leaflet printer, it's all his fault. Well, have you chased them? Well, not for 3 weeks. Well, whose fault is that? That's not their fault. That's your fault. You're still responsible for getting that done. Who's responsible for finishing the marathon? Not the people at the end of the line, not the organisers. It's the person who is doing the effort and the work. Your fault, or you're responsible. I don't like blame and I don't like fault, by the way, but I do like responsibility. But you've got to be the one to take responsibility for understanding, why am I not crossing the line? Why am I not getting this thing across the line, whatever this thing is? And we see it all the time. I remember as a kid, we were putting on a show at primary school at the Grand Theatre, and I was petrified. And I did all the work, and the bit before you walk on, and I disappeared. I went off on my own. And I was so petrified of walking on stage and seeing all these people in the audience. Obviously, now as an adult, I'm like, there would have been 4 people in the bloody audience probably, you know? But as a 9-year-old kid, I was absolutely petrified. And then people were looking for me and things. And so I can see how it extrapolates itself from when you're younger to when you're older, because actually, you know, when you're younger, it's a lot more scary. And we take those thoughts and feelings and we carry them with us when we were older. Now, as a grown man, just referring to the machine that when you press it, it makes a fart sound. As a grown man, if I just came across that today, I probably wouldn't find that as funny. But as an 18-year-old, I found it hilarious, studying Debenhams, doing it to everybody who walks past. And that's why I was laughing. And this stuff that happens in the past from when we were very much younger comes through with us. So can you think of a time when you were worried about something and you were going to do it, and then at the very last minute, you stopped doing it. Like, that's one of the reasons why it presents itself as an adult, is because you're just replaying what actually happened as a younger person. But that's not all of it. That's part of it. And that might be you. The other part of this, and this is one of the conversations I had this morning, is, look, if you get this training course, was the example, if you get this training course out, what's going to happen? And by the way, we're worried about all these million other things that might happen. That might happen, but probably won't, but might happen. And that's why they hadn't done it yet. And it's like, where's that going to get you? If you're worried about all these other things going to happen, but like, no one sat around waiting to steal all your content. This was a conversation we had. My property sourcing training, you know what? If someone takes that and repackages it and sell it, good luck to them. There's 95 videos spread across 15 modules. And the other side of this is that they're buying it from me. If you're not in the property sourcing circles, they ain't buying it from you because they don't know who you are. If you're not built up a following, if you're not outputting content out as we do every single day, you're not, you know, nobody knows about you. But what's the thing that's stopping you? And people come up with the other, well, this might happen and this might happen and this might happen. I think it was Churchill who said, if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks. And in his mind, he was referring to people people having a go at you, you know, putting you down and that kind of thing. But in my mind, that also refers to you putting yourself down. People worry about a million things that are never going to happen was another of his sayings. And it's true. And so you need to deep dive into this idea of, why am I, you know, I've got these leaflets printed, I've got 10,000 leaflets. Why have I not dropped 10,000 leaflets? Now, if it was me, the job is done already, right? And there's a big difference. I recognize I'm odd or unique. Pick whatever words you're comfortable with. I recognize that I'm odd or unique in this. If I want to go do something, it's done. I will find a way to make it happen. It's out there. It's live. I might get feedback and go, damn, that's dreadful. That's crap. And then I'll ask other people to see what they think, see if that's an unusual opinion. And if lots of people do it, great. Then I will go back into it and I will fix it. I'm the kind of guy that creates a landing page on a website and spelling mistakes and all, knock it out the door, get it out. Then you got a spelling mistake. Great, thanks for that. We're gonna sneak through. Thank you for letting me know. Updates it. That thing is still out. I've still sold 100 units of whatever it happens to be. So I was just yesterday going through my property sourcing landing page, which I've not done for a while. And boy, there were some really big mistakes on that. And then the process of, I'm surprised we've sold as many as we have, because the process wasn't a fluid process. Because I did it, I created it, I knocked it out, and then it's live. And then I've not actually gone back into it until yesterday, which is like 20 odd days after it's gone live. And we sold like 100 copies, 102 copies, something like that, whatever it is, of that training product, okay, in 20 days, which is amazing. And we've got another product coming out, which we're just recording right now, is to show you how you can do the same, because we've just done it. Let's put that down as a recording, show the people exactly what we've done step by step. It might bomb, it might do really well, who on earth knows? But you've got to work out what are the reasons why you're not doing the things that you should be doing. And for me, it's different, because it's different to an extent. I'm the kind of guy that goes, okay, I've got this idea, I need to put it in place, I need to just go do it, and it's done, warts and all, mistakes and all, I don't really care. I kind of care, but I don't really care. Like, it kind of bothers me, but not enough to make it, you know, to be perfect, to act like it's perfection, because perfection is really, really, really overrated. I would rather go and ask the girl at the end of a bar for a clumsy date than not ask her at all. I'm married now, by the way, but on Match, which is where I met my wife, I would go out on date after date after date so that I would improve what I was doing and my jokes and what I could say and what I couldn't say and what to wear and all that stuff. So when I met the person, I knew what to say, what I couldn't say. Don't use the fart joke thing. Most ladies don't enjoy that as a joke. I knew what to say, and so I was able to use that. Whereas most people, this is what they do, and I've had this conversation. I go, you've got to go out on loads of dates. No. I'm not prepared to go out on loads of dates with just anybody. I want the one. You ain't going to meet the one, because you don't know he is the one or she is the one, the woman I've talked to at the time, until you go out on all these dates and you find out what the one actually is like. And you might have missed out on the one because he was 18 dates ago that you didn't go on. you've got to chuck your stuff out there, and you've got to put yourself out there, and you've got to go and do this stuff. This is what success looks like. It's a million times of trying, and you get it right once, and then you drill down into that, and you do that again and again and again, and you keep improving that until you get better and better and better. And then what you do is you delete all the 100 million trillion times that you failed, so no one can see it, and then you're an overnight success. That's basically what happens. And we're still on that path, you know? Like, we're still working very hard in order to put content out, and we're not there yet. You know, our YouTube views, we had a time when they went up, and we were getting a lot of views, and now they've dropped again. And it's like, I have no idea why that is. And I honestly don't care. My job is not to be worried about that, because actually the bottom line is we're generating, you know, we sold 100 and odd copies of property sourcing training, which is a nice little income for 20 days in, $2,500, $3,000, whatever it is. So that's amazing, okay? But if we were waiting for perfection, we wouldn't have sold that many. We wouldn't have been able to put that content out and have people buying that content and giving us positive feedback that we've got from that content. We just wouldn't be doing it. We'd be still looking for, I need this to be perfect. I can't drop my leaflet out. I'm going to spend another 14 weeks designing my leaflet. My leaflets are the best leaflets ever. It's a load of rubbish. Knock any old rubbish out. We've had leaflets completely misspelled on purpose, by the way. But look, handwritten on a piece of paper, we copied them, we dropped 50,000. They're actually one of our more popular leaflets than the glossy, shiny leaflets that we spent ages looking at and making sure they're absolutely perfect. It's crazy. It's got to create the idea, get it done, get it out. This idea of perfection is one of the things that stops people from being successful. Yeah, but Dan, you don't understand my quality levels are up here and yours is down here. Okay, awesome, love it, wonderful. How many podcasts you got? Oh, well, I've only done two so far. I'll come to you in a second, bearded villain. Whoever you are. So I'll come to you now because I've just lost my train of thought. Let's just have a look. If you had to live on one food, what would it be? And also you get one side and one drink. What would that be? I'm fasting today, by the way, just on that. And I'm not eating till tomorrow. I have no idea. That's an interesting question. Thank you for that question. If you had only one food to live on, what would it be? Do you know it changes? It totally changed. Do you know ribs? I had ribs last night. I had a massive rack of ribs and two sausages, and that was what I used to break my fast. I had egg on toast at 1 o'clock yesterday. I have no idea. What would yours be? Probably ribs and coleslaw and Coke. Can you imagine that? Shocking, isn't it? Yeah, I could probably live on that. Tomorrow we're going to where are we going? We're going to Valencia. We're going to go to the Hard Rock Cafe. Just me and the little one. She's five. I'm having nachos. She already knows she's having macaroni and cheese. We've been loads of times and she absolutely loves it. So that's what we're going to eat tomorrow. That's what I'm going to break my fast with tomorrow. How about you? So when you're sabotaging yourself, and thank you for the questions, keep them coming, even random ones. What the heck? So when you're sabotaging yourself, if this idea of perfection, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about podcasts. Well, how many podcasts you got? I got three and they're perfect. Great. How many podcasts we got? We're up to 330-odd podcasts, which is amazing, by the way. We literally could release a podcast a day and almost have a year's worth of content every single day going out. And actually, if I just take a quick look, I'm not going to tell you what the stats are, but we're very close to hitting a milestone, which is a big milestone for us. And we hit it yesterday. Woohoo! On our podcast show, we hit a certain number of downloads. I'm not going to tell you what those are yet. But we hit a certain number of downloads. Like, that's a really decent number. And that is an amazing number, by the way. But we've had 330-odd podcasts created. So I could have spent a whole year not making any podcasts. And if each podcast is approximately 20 minutes long, and you times that by how many, I don't know how many, I don't get that information actually, but when I look at how many views we've had a significant amount of views. Now, it could have taken me a year not to do any podcasts whatsoever, well, because I'm waiting for perfection, but that's just a form of sabotage. Why are you doing it? what are you scared of? And this is how you get around it. You've got to work out what are the fears? What's stopping you? What is it that you're worried about? If and it's all this underlying stuff. And first of all, when you go, well, it's this. I'm worried about being someone's opinion saying I'm crap. And you're going to get that. You are going to get other people's opinions saying that you're rubbish in some way, because that's just the world in which we live in. Twitter yesterday, I had some muppet, and it's just a horrible place to be. And in the end, I deleted my comment and I just blocked them, and I felt much, much better. And but part of it's still playing in my mind. Well, you know, they're probably saying that they won that. Who gives a shit? They probably have to collect their gyro this morning. Well, I'm sat here in Spain playing basketball because I want to this morning. Now, you know, we're going live and we've got hundreds of thousands of downloads on our podcast. That's amazing. They are the results of the work that we've put in. But if we've waited for perfection, we ain't getting perfection. If you're waiting to ask the girl or the guy out on a date and waiting for the best way of doing it, build rapport, get to know them, ask them on a nice date, go for it. What are you waiting for? Life is too damn short. You know, Kobe, you know, who passed on, is 41. Life is too short for waiting for perfection. Just get it out there, put the course out, create the content, create the coaching package, create your business, go to networking events, create business cards, get this stuff, put it out there, create the podcast, create the training course, create a mastermind group, create as much stuff as you can, create a scene, create an environment for people to come and feel safe, create something for the homeless, create a charity, create. Forget about putting this stuff off, because you're going to be dead much quicker than you think. It might be, I'm 47, I might die at 97, those 50 years are going to go like that. They are going to fly by. And if I don't do it today or tomorrow or the next day, it might not get done at all. So you've got one chance, and it's your chance right now in this thing called life to put it out and go out there and go and be an absolute wizard at what you're doing. That will do me for today. We're going to go live again on Monday on the Business Growth Show. Hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up with you on Monday. Have yourselves a great weekend. Speak soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.